In Gloucester, Massachusetts, stands a statue of a fisherman at his ship's wheel. Perhaps he knows how Captain Colby drowned. I'll tell you more after this from Best Western Motels. Captain Isaiah Colby is drunk, yet he orders his crew to sea despite a vicious nor'easter that batters the coast. Realizing the danger, the crew begs him to return, but Colby produces a pistol and vows to kill any man who disobeys. The storm becomes even more violent. The ship breaks apart. Colby climbs into the only remaining lifeboat, keeping the crew away with his pistol. Casting off, he leaves the men to their watery graves. Colby is the only survivor. He refuses to go to sea again, fearful that his dead crew will reach out for him. One night, gunshots are heard in his room. Those who were there say Colby's face was a mask of unspeakable horror. Around the body were the wet footprints of many men, yet the weather outside was dry. I'll be back after this. 100 years have passed. Still no one dares speak about Captain Colby's demise. Did his crew reach out for him from the ocean's depths? Only the bronze Gloucester fisherman knows. This is Vincent Price. Until our next odyssey, so long.